And now, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Augie's, Barrett Propane, Cliff Castle Casino, and Prescott Dirt. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, the final Tuesday in May as we head on into June. And the way things are laying out, June is busting out all over. Hey, big weekend this past weekend, opening of Arizona Downs. We did the grand opening and ribbon cutting on Friday, and they had racing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And it is a great time out there. It's like a $2 admission fee you can get in, and then, you know, grandstand seating. There's food and beverage. You get a program. You can place. I mean, I am not a gambler by any stretch of the imagination. I'm usually pick horses by, you know, how pretty they look and their name. And, you know, $2 here, $2 there, and just went and had a beautiful afternoon. So, again, they're open for racing every weekend until Labor Day. So I hope to see you all out there. Come on out and join us at Arizona Downs. Exciting horse racing back in the Prescott area, and we're excited to have them back. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So I've got a great show for you today, even it's the last of the month, because we're going to leave it on a high point here, as we always do in Prescott Valley. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Marilyn Huffman, the director of the Better Business Bureau Pacific Southwest. And as always, what does she talk about? Scams and how we can keep you keeping your money and keeping you safe. Here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM. And we're worldwide, KQ&A.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I'm joined by Marilyn Huffman. And always fun to have you on the show, Marilyn. She's
Thank
the director
you.
Of Better Business Bureau. And you know, I say I love to have you on the show because we're always talking about great things, but what we're usually talking about scams, which is not a great thing. But it's the great thing about it is you are aware of so many things that are going on. We can hopefully, by talking about this, protect people out there that might be a recipient mm-hmm. of such a phone call, letter, or however they're communicating with you in order to scam you. Like our friend Link here, who just shared with us the fact of one of these scams you're going to talk about. Which one's that?
I am, and it's the Social Security scam.
And Link, you said you shared with us you got a call.
It is. I just started getting calls, I want to say 2 weeks ago, and I get a couple every week, and they'll leave a voicemail saying they're from the... It's wrong, too. It's the Department of Social Security Administration, and they tell me that they are suspending my Social Security number due to fraudulent activity, which it's not how that works. So fortunately, I know not to like call back and verify my information.
Right, because what you... So, Marilyn, let's talk about that. What are they reaching for? When they call and leave a message like that, are they expecting her to call back?
Usually, they're hoping to get a live person on the phone.
Uh-huh.
If they leave a message and you don't answer the phone, eventually they will stop calling because they're going to see that your phone number is just not active, that you're not willing to respond to a number that you don't recognize. So that's a good thing that it eventually will go away. But they are definitely looking to be able to get your information so that they can use it for fraudulent purposes.
Mm.
And it's unfortunate. And, you know, even in our technologically advanced world, it is still phone that they contact you by, whether it's cell phone or landline. That's still like the number one way that they reach out.
Right.
And they do. They even your caller ID, don't trust your caller ID.
Right.
Because they can make it look like they're actually calling, like it's the Social Security Administration. Or like Link just said, something that is very similar to that Department of Social Security. And so you kind of buy into it because it's very generic and it's easy
right.
to fall for. And unfortunately, in today's world, you just really can't trust that. What you do need to trust is the fact that the Social Security Administration will never contact you and threaten this in any way. They won't do that. They're
so
going to send
they say
you a letter.
Your phone numbers, your numbers being suspended for fraudulent activity, do they ask you to call them back to verify information, Link? What was the rest of that
message? It asks to call back and says that it'll call back as well. And so I'm assuming it would transfer you to a person because mm-hmm. that is definitely recording. It is identical every single time and slightly grammatically incorrect.
Which is also definitely something to watch out for. In emails too, if you find misspellings, you know, if it's from someone you don't recognize.
Right.
I would say also that even if it is from someone that you recognize right away, if you hold your mouse over it, on your computer, just to make sure it legitimately is that link or legitimately is that email.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
crazy how far they have come in many ways. If they would apply themselves in other ways,
great things could happen in this world.
Great things could happen. But they will usually claim that someone tried to apply for a credit card using your Social Security number
mm-hmm.
or that they committed a crime so that your number has been compromised in that way.
Right.
And they'll expect you to be scared enough to call back and they want you to confirm your Social Security number.
And they'll ask you to give it to them.
Correct.
They won't say, is this your number? And they give it to you. They're going to say,
correct.
What is your number? Right. Okay.
That's why one of the safest things that you can do is if you are unaware or if you do get this phone call, you call them. It's, you know, your mechanic doesn't call you and say, I think in a month you're going to break down. You know, maybe we could verify that you're Carburetor. Well, they don't have carburetors anymore, do they? Fuel injectors. Wow, I'm dating myself.
Well, I don't know either.
Fuel injectors going out, you know, so I just wanted to check with you and make sure we verify that. Your doctor doesn't call you and say, I think in a couple of weeks you're going to have a high blood pressure episode or something like that. So it's just for these types of things that are very personal and things that we should very, very much take caution with mm-hmm. sharing with other people, it is best for you to contact them. If you don't have their number, you can contact your local chamber.
Right.
You can call us. You can use a phone book, if you know what that is, or Google.
Right.
And Google the Social Security Administration. Find out even the local number. There's usually 800 numbers available.
Well, we have a local one in Prescott Valley, so, mm-hmm. you know, it's very easy to even
pop in,
see, you know, that's what's going on.
This is what's going on, and I just wanted to check to make sure my number's not being suspended.
But, you know, you can pretty much, Marilyn, sitting here, you've got a list of scams. You know what's going on. They're not going to call you.
Exactly. They right. really are not, and we see it happen a lot where people will get a call, and that's how they play on your emotions. For donations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, Granite Mountain 19, we've talked about that before on air, where they play against those emotions and try to get money out of you or personal information out of you. It's unfortunate, but true. And then, of course, there's the scare tactic.
Right.
Which seems to work for a lot of people.
Well, doesn't it work for more elderly people, too? Or is it just anybody? Well, it's not going to work for me.
Right.
Yeah, I don't trust anybody like that. But... You know, who is the targeted audience on that?
Okay, so military is actually number one.
Really?
It is. And it probably depends on the actual scam, but military is definitely going to be targeted. And what's scary about this is if you have a spouse that's taking that phone call and they're claiming that it's the other person. Say it's the husband that's deployed and the wife takes the call, or vice versa. The wife is deployed, the husband takes the call, and he's busy with the kids, you know, getting them ready for bed. And they're saying, this is going to be suspended. We need you to verify your wife's number. I mean, that's scary.
Right.
And so if you're not thinking straight, or if you're distracted,
mm-hmm.
and I always tell people the moment you think you are invulnerable is the moment that you are most vulnerable.
Right.
So it is true for stuff like this. It's going to be military and elderly that are targeted most to be taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as overall scams, and just in the last 2 years, it has flip-flopped, and it's millennials that are taken advantage of the most, and it's mainly due to online.
Oh, okay.
Online scams, fake things online, you know, just ads, whether or not it's an actual product or an ad, a service that's offered, and they fall for it because they're so used to shopping online and they're so used to trusting that they just give their stuff out to anyone.
But that is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, being a Facebook user and online, I mean, I get a lot of ads, and I always look and say, can this really be real? Am I really going to order those dog collars with engraved name? I mean, you know, no. And then you research it and say, oh, yeah, it is a legitimate company. And the fact is somehow I posted a picture of my dog that somehow goes into cyber world.
Correct.
And now somebody beams it up and says, we should send her dog ads. It's really weird how that works.
Geofencing is what they call it, where companies will pay for a specific, like, mile radius or area radius, and find out what people are searching most in that area. So it's why when I go online and I'm looking at hotels thinking, you know, I'd really like to take a vacation this year.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking at hotels, then the next few days, every side ad, every banner that pulls up is all hotel related. It's like, you sneaky little people, you.
Okay, just know that there's no secrets out there.
You know, and that's why I understand
that your privacy anymore is not like it used to be.
You do your best to monitor
in certain respects, and so you have to know that now you have to be extra careful.
Correct.
Especially if you're online or do any of that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
And I'm with you on that too. I mean, who doesn't do Travelocity and you know, and all of those kinds of things that are respectable.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
No, I went like 20 minutes with Marilyn. She just gave us the sign, the big sign that means we only have a few more minutes. Marilyn, what else do you want to cover with us?
Well, I would like to say that as far as the online and protecting yourself, it is true there's not a lot of secrets secrecy out there anymore, not a lot of privacy available. And so don't live in fear of that. Just do your best mm-hmm. to protect yourself. Check your account more than once a month. Mm-hmm. You know, pay attention to what's going on. Even if that means you call the bank if you're old school and don't want to do it online, that's okay.
Right.
They are still there and they still offer customer service. And then as far as the online privacy, just make sure that you're hesitant about what you're clicking on, what you're responding to, and giving out that private information. Mm-hmm. If someone calls you, if they are legitimate, they will be okay with you saying to them, you know what, in this world, I just don't trust that this is you, so I really need to do a little research, and I will get back to you.
Right.
I will reach out to you. I am not going to say yes to this, you have to buy now to get this price.
Right.
I am not going to say yes to this because you're threatening to come arrest me.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And what's really scary is when they call someone you know. I had that happen to a friend where her mom got a call from someone saying that she was going to be arrested in 3 hours if she didn't pay this debt. So it's fear mongering and it's how they get you. So just take a deep breath and know that that is not the way that the system works.
Right.
It just really isn't.
And if you have any questions on a lot of these things, give you a call.
Absolutely. Give us a call. You can visit our website, bbb.org. There's tons of information available to consumers. And I will say it, like I say every time, please, 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 businesses, protect yourselves. I mean, 99.7% of our businesses are small.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I mean, that's the makeup of our society right there. And if you don't protect yourself, then you are so at risk. And it is definitely the chamber's job position, my job position, privilege to be able to help protect these people and make our communities great.
Right, right.
So,
keep you safe from that.
Absolutely.
Again, any questions? You know, if it sounds fishy, looks fishy, reads fishy, chances are it might be fishy. And just like Link said, it's funny because generally those things are somehow in some way grammatically incorrect or spelled wrong, or words, titles of the department, let's say, are switched, the names are switched. And even if they send you a letter, the logo is similar, but it's
different.
Not what it is. You just have to, just don't panic.
No, just because there's an eagle crest on it doesn't mean it's from the U.S. government.
Exactly, exactly. So what's your website?
It is bbb.org, or you can reach us at 928-772-3410.
And we're going to bring Marilyn back again.
Please do. Please do.
And if you have any questions or need to get a hold of her, you can always call the chamber at 772-8857. We'll hook you up because we're all in this together to keep your information safe and, not being taken advantage of.
Exactly.
That's important.
Thanks,
Marilyn.
Thank
all right, we're taking a short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and again, worldwide, KQ&A.com.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
It's easy to forget that local businesses are more than just big boxes that sell things. They're jobs, payroll, taxes, and half of an economic engine that keeps a community alive. So when a local business like Finley Toyota Prescott asks for your business, it works for us all. You drive off with a set of keys and new car smell, and Finley Toyota and their employees invest back into the Quad Cities. Salaries and wages for over 100 Finley Toyota employees that will be spent with other local businesses. Taxes for schools, fire, and police. Donations for nonprofits and business supplies from vendors across the region. That's being part of the community. More than just cars, trucks, and SUVs, that's what being a good corporate neighbor is all about.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Finley Toyota Prescott, we know that our success depends on meeting the expectations you have for our dealership. We are proud to serve the Quad Cities and want our great reviews to continue to reflect our role as a community partner. Stop by today and let us exceed your expectations, or check us out online at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
You're sampling the best. Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Rachel Montague, Community Service Officer, and Sergeant Rob Brown with the Prescott Valley Police Department.
Hello.
You guys rock. Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Hey, you guys had quite a group out for the K-9 caper out at Little Dealer Little Prices last week.
Yeah, it was a decent showing.
Yeah. Love the dogs.
Yeah, everybody loves the dogs.
Aren't they?
Right.
Yeah. They all look like quadruplets, though. We were looking at them, you know. Belgian Malinois, they're just a gorgeous animal. Ears straight up.
Yeah, they're all the same, and those dogs really perform. So we always try to get them to get a different breed, but they do so well, and everybody loves them, so keep them there.
I agree. And they just, oh, man, they just got those eyes. I'm a dog, guys.
Right.
But then we saw a little Truby out here earlier, Diane's little mini dachshund mix. I'm just all about the dogs right now. But, hey, what do you guys got going on?
the premier
police agency in the state of Arizona, in the country.
The number one.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we're working with the Buckle Up campaign currently.
Right.
And
let's talk about that because, you know, as a child and grew up in the 60s when you didn't even have seatbelts.
Right.
You know, and then suddenly I remember my dad installing seatbelts on his Volvo.
Really?
Didn't come with, him down and put seatbelts in.
Yeah,
before they even came as standard equipment.
Before 1972, they weren't really in too many cars. That's when they kind of made it.
You don't remember
thing.
That, though, probably.
He's kind of young.
He's a little young.
That's okay. I'll take that.
Isn't that strange that I see this campaign and I'm thinking, holy smokes, it's kind of like second nature getting into a car and buckling up anymore. And so many people still don't. Right.
They still don't.
Wow.
And it's something that we do every year. At the same time, trying to bring focus to it. And I can tell you more people do now than what they used to. However, it's still a problem. And the seatbelts, they keep you from being injured.
Right.
And they reduce the cost that the insurance companies have to pay out, which actually puts money back in everybody's pocket. So it's a good thing all the way around.
Right, right. It's almost like when you hear about an accident and somebody sustained injuries, and if they weren't wearing seatbelts, it's like, shame on them, you know.
Right. Yeah, they design the cars, you know, for the crush factors. They have the restraint. They have the airbags, and it's all the smart system.
Uh-huh.
And they make them better and better every year.
Right. So, Rachel, what are they doing? What is specific to this campaign?
Well, we have funding from the governor's office to target and focus on the seatbelts like we do so many of the other programs.
Now, it's like enforcement that you're actually specifically looking for non-seatbelt users?
Right.
Okay.
Right. And
okay.
So, and it's nationwide. It's not just Prescott Valley, but it is nationwide. And in Arizona, I think it was like 80 different agencies who are working to target non-seatbelt and non-restraint use over the next from May 20th to June 3rd.
Okay.
And not that it's not something that can be looked at any other time of the year, but it's just we would just drive home the message, you know, more people are on the roads in the summer, so
outreach.
And you got more young people on the roads in the summer, so you want to make sure you're getting that message out to especially young people who are not quite as safety-minded, that it's makes a difference.
Right, right. So, in addition to the seatbelt use, you're also talking about child seat, and using the use of
child.
Yes, and in the past we've actually gone to the schools mm-hmm. and handed out information to the parents, to the students, you know, just not only for their kids but for their siblings, and just give everybody, hey, this is why it's an important thing. So there's more than just the enforcement side of it. This next week here, running through the 3rd, is when we're going to start actually doing our enforcement side. We have two people in Prescott Valley working currently out trying to do the seatbelt enforcement today.
Sitting there with the binoculars.
Yeah, that's
it. Drive by.
Right.
And if it's not over your shoulder, they're going to pull you over. So you can specifically pull somebody over for non-seatbelt use during this particular targeted time.
No, it's still secondary. There are some caveats in there where, if it's a child or a child not in a seat, then that is a primary. We can mm-hmm. stop that. But this is all secondary. And it's not all, when we say enforcement, it's education.
Sure.
So we don't, not everybody gets a ticket. I mean, there's circumstances where
you just
want to educate somebody on what to do
mm-hmm.
and how to properly, place your child in a car seat or, placement in a car.
True.
That kind of thing.
And the use of a child safety seat is only as good as if you install it right and you're following the directions and instructions for the seat itself.
Absolutely.
So many of them are different, go in and need to be hooked in and placed. And I find it interesting that they're recommending up to age 8 on a lot of the car child safety seats for.
Boosters. Well, and that's all because think of a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And think of the seat in your car. If they don't properly sit in the seat with their back up against the back and their knees bending over the front of the seat, then they should be in a booster, because what you'll do is they will move forward in the seat, so their knees will bend over, creating extra slack, if you will, between, their back mm-hmm. and the back of mm-hmm. the seat, which makes the seatbelt less effective.
Right.
So that's why the booster, that's why the age goes up.
Right. Now, are there particular places where you can have a child safety seat inspected to make sure you're installing it right in your car?
So Prescott Valley, we used to have multiple safety inspectors. However, they've all since retired. So now CAFMA, mm-hmm. the fire department, you can go there and you can go to the hospital. So the YRMC.
Excellent. Yes. Excellent. Because I think it's a lot of people have that new baby and everything's new and getting that safety seat in right.
Right. And I think that's a training that the hospital actually gives you before you go out. So, I mean, they're doing everything that they possibly can.
Right.
And if you get a new car seat or a new vehicle, and you're taking your old car seat to a new car, or you have a child that is graduated from one size to the next size and you're just not sure, you can take it to strongly suggest you take it to the fire department or to the hospital and have them make sure that it's installed properly.
Right, right.
So
excellent.
It's a free service.
Right. So in addition to this campaign, it's a lot of it's awareness, it's education, reminding people more than we're going to get out there and write you a ticket if you're not using your seatbelt. But it goes to say that everyone knows that you're safer in the car if you're in an accident than being thrown from the car.
Right.
Buckle up and
click it or ticket. I mean, everybody, we've all heard that for years and years.
Excellent. Well, like I said, I find it interesting that people need the education, because it's almost like one movement for me. It's in the car, the seatbelt goes on, and the door closes.
Right.
Yeah.
Second nature.
You don't even think about it anymore.
You don't even think about it anymore.
It's almost weird if you, I'm just going to pull from the driveway into the garage. I'm not going to sit on the seatbelt. Well, first of all, I have a car that has a warning bell. This gets very annoying after 2 seconds of not having the seatbelt on.
Right.
But I
don't know what that sounds like, because I always use my seatbelt.
Yeah, just from the driveway to the garage. All right. So be safe out there. Wear your seatbelt. Be sure and have your child safety seats checked and make sure that they're being properly installed and your child is properly using them. Yeah. What else is going on?
So we have the Prescott Valley PD has the second youth police academy coming up. That's going to run July 8th through the 12th. Registration is currently open until June 15th. The class will run 5 days, Monday through Friday, from 8:30 to 3 p.m. each day, with the graduation ceremony at the end of the program. They're going to serve snacks and beverages. Let's see. They wanted me to let you know that there's about 5 slots left, maybe 7. Couple of tentative.
Right, they cap it at 15, I think it is.
I think the cap is 15.
Yeah.
And so, and if you're a business or someone in the community who wants to support the program, they are looking for some cash sponsorships or some donations of snacks and water and Gatorade. Okay. And then it's open for high school age students.
I have water. Talk to me.
Okay, I will. I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
So if you have questions or need further information, you can get a hold of Jody Mullins at the Prescott Valley Police Department, and her number is 928-772-5164.
I know some kids that did the Academy last year and loved it.
Yeah,
loved it.
It was
so much.
Really, really
it was great, and I know it was 4 days last year, and it's 3 days. I mean, it's 5 days. This coming, and they said it was one of the best experiences they ever had. You know, learning all about law enforcement, what our police department does, every facet of it was just time well spent.
Right.
And
right.
So, congratulations to you for a good program.
Yeah, Jody Mullins, she put together a really good program, and
yeah.
We, you know, she's had some help, but she's spearheaded it, and she's done a great job. So,
right.
Congratulations to her.
Yeah,
so,
great.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, the best police department.
That's right.
There you go. And one other thing, the Police Citizens Academy, of which I am a graduate of, that will go up in September. But registrations are being taken now, right?
You can submit an application. You might have to be a town resident. To participate in the past, it's been open to all of the community, but right now, because it's such a demand, they're limiting it to
Prescott Valley residents.
Prescott Valley.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And some of the classes, the things they cover, canine SWAT, crime scenes, firearms training, it was great. It was
yeah,
a great
much,
program.
Almost every facet of the agency is covered.
It's an 11-week class. It's in the evening from 6 to 9, and you can apply, and that closes on July 1st. So, again, go to pvaz.net.
And you can always contact your community service, support services division.
You can call Rachel.
You can call me.
Rachel.
Call Rachel.
You can call me if you want to. I can help.
What's your phone number?
So 928-772-5149 is my direct line. 928-772-9261 is the main number to the police department. Non-emergency.
Okay, police. That's the Citizens Academy happening in September. We've got the Youth Citizens Academy Academy happening in July. And buckle up, Arizona. Be safe
right
out there. I'm just saying buckle up. You know, it just goes to saying be smart. Be smart when you're driving and protect yourself. Okay, thank you both. Sergeant Rob Brown and Rachel Montague with the Prescott Valley Police Department. Short break here. When we come back, it's Chamber Spotlight on Business. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQN 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of
safes?
Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
We're KQ&A.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, May the 28th. I'm Gregory Scott reporting with a quick check of news and weather on KQ&A. Even though the school year has just ended in the Prescott Unified School District, a teacher evaluation tool is already in place for the upcoming school year. The last teacher evaluation tool was adopted in 2012. According to Assistant Superintendent Marty Reed, since that time, district priorities and instructional strategies have changed. Reed explained. She's excited. The CUES evaluation process is going into effect.
The tool is progressive. It's about teacher growth and improving their instructional practice. We have adopted an instructional framework, and this tool aligns with our instructional framework. So it really makes sense because we want to evaluate what we're practicing.
Director of Professional Development Kelly Bradstreet describes how the CUES program works.
They'll do a self-evaluation first, so they'll kind of rate themselves, and then they will have walkthroughs by principals. They will have a formal evaluation by principals. The two of them will work together to come up with the final evaluation for the teacher.
The program includes four main components: content, understanding, environment, and support. A nationwide recall has been issued for Panera at-home chicken tortilla soup.
This product is sold locally at Walmart and Target stores. The recall includes nearly 6,700 pounds of soup with chicken products that may be contaminated with plastic. The ready-to-eat chicken tortilla soup was produced on April 26th. Consumers should look for 16-ounce plastic bowls containing a Panera Bread at-home chicken tortilla soup label with a use-by date of July 5th. The recall only impacts Panera Bread at-home products. It doesn't include any products sold at Panera restaurants. More information on the recalled products is available at yavapai.us. I'm DJ Phone reporting.
Your KQ&A weather forecast, looking at partly cloudy conditions this evening for the Prescott area, a low of 42, a high of 69 on Wednesday, a 10% chance of a shower or passing thunderstorm tomorrow, a little breezy, then sunny with temperatures in the upper 80s for the rest of the week. In the Verde Valley, partly cloudy with a low of 49 this evening, 20% chance of a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow morning, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 80, and then sunny with temperatures nearing 90 by week's end. The Arizona Diamondbacks were beaten by the Rockies yesterday afternoon, 4-3 in 11 innings, game two of the series, coming up at the top of the hour. This news break brought to you by Affinity RV on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the original hands-free media, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live online at kqna.com.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time, when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Welcome back. Glad you're joining us here on Talk of the Town. Prescott Valley's Chamber Spotlight on Business. And my guests are Matt Haynes, owner of Magic Hands Massage, and Miles Kastner, who is the new branch manager for 1AZ Credit Union. Miles, we're going to talk to you first. Welcome to town. Good to have you. So how long have you been here in Prescott Valley now?
Well, I've lived here for about 10 years. I've been at the credit union at Prescott Valley for about 2 weeks.
We love you here, though. Welcome, welcome. Yes. So, and we love the fact that you live in Prescott Valley,
yeah.
Homie. Okay. But you've been with the company for quite a while.
Yeah, about 3 years. I've done banking here in the Prescott area, the whole Quad City, for 12 now.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So now you're here at 1AZ, one of our partners, one of our, we call it landmarks, you know, and I say, where's the chamber? It's across the street from 1AZ Credit Union and one of our huge partners during Valley of Lights. So talk about 1AZ Credit Union. It is definitely your hometown credit union.
Yeah, absolutely. So local is our main focus. The credit union is always going to be seen out in the communities. That's something that we really pride ourselves on. Our mission statement is to better the lives of our members, our associates, and the communities that we serve. And I think you can really feel that in the Prescott Valley area.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like you know everybody when you go in there, and your staff is amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, my staff is fantastic. Our associates just across the credit union really care. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we really look for when we're hiring associates. And it's kind of a hard one to get into because everybody kind of want to work for
right.
the credit union. I know that was my story, starting with the big banks and slowly worked my way. I had to build that reputation up mm-hmm. to be able to get in with the credit union.
Oh, nice. Well, let's talk about some of the services of a credit union. We talk about credit union. We talk about banks. What's the difference?
Yeah, so a lot of people find your way to the credit union via auto loans. Everybody knows we have great rates with auto loans, but we're full service. So we're the biggest credit union in the state. We can do the entire state of Arizona. So we're the only credit union that can bank everybody in Arizona. And we do everything. So your checking, your savings, your credit cards. We have great credit cards, and the member pricing and everything that we do with it is special and just so unique compared to the rest of the financial industry.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we do mortgages, all sorts of unique lending, not just auto loans, RV lending, those side-by-side things, everything you can think of.
Cones?
What's that?
Do you do home loans?
Yes, home loans is a big one that we do. We're really good at home loans. We have mortgage officers in every branch, which is kind of a unique thing
right.
in this area. And we can do all the government loans, everything that you got, but with just a little bit better service and a little bit better pricing.
Uh-huh. Because you're dealing with a local entity so many times when you get your mortgage, it's some company that you just send money off to. And you don't know who you're actually dealing with or if you have issues and you don't have a face to talk to. And that's one of the benefits of working with you.
Right. The internet banking, the internet mm-hmm. mortgage from your phone type of thing is becoming very popular. One thing with that is you don't really have a person to dig in with and
right.
talk about all this stuff. So when all of a sudden you're paying $7,000 in closing costs, who are you going to talk to?
Right.
You know, you can't come in and feel that local that local presence and the people that care, and the people you might bump into in the grocery store. So you know we're really going to take care of you.
Yeah, yeah. And your rates are competitive.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing that makes a credit union, is our rates are very competitive. So we are member-owned. Everything that we do goes back to our members. We don't have stockholders or shareholders that we have to appease. We're not trying to turn a profit on margins of stuff like that. So a lot of that goes back to interest rates and that personalized service.
Right, right. So let's tell everybody where you're located besides across the street from the chamber. You really do have an official address.
Yes, so we're at 7111 Pavway. We're right across the street from the chamber and right next to Del Taco and Walgreens.
So there you go. You can get your lunch. You can pick up your prescriptions and do your banking all at one place.
Yeah, we're a super convenient location, and we got that beautiful glass building there.
Oh, you have a wonderful – okay, what's your phone number?
So the best way to reach us is at 844-663-2928. That goes right to our call center. And then if you need to get to the branch or a specific person, they'll get you right to us.
Right, and you have online banking opportunities. I mean, you have everything any other financial institution has.
Yeah, and I think our best-kept secret is our business banking. We do fantastic business banking, the whole suite of products, and really that personalized service.
Well, geez, Miles Catherine, it's good to have you. Welcome. Glad you're we'll have to get him in our circle here link with our Prescott Valley family. And she's Link is our Arts and Culture Commission chairperson. So
thank you. Well, I'm looking forward to really getting involved with Prescott Valley. So anybody out there that wants to get involved with the credit union, come see me. I'm in the big fishbowl right as you walk in the door there.
Come in and say wave and say hi, Miles. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to jump over here and talk to Matt Haynes. He's the owner of Magic Hands Massage. And just the words of that, Matt, make me just stretch and think that I'm going to feel better after you talking to you. So tell us about your business.
I have a massage in Prescott Valley. My number is 928-379-3401. My email address is matthaynes71@gmail.com. You can reach me, on my phone or my email. I've been in Prescott Valley for about 32 years. Great place to live. Come see me. At 8650 East Highway 69, Unit B in Prescott Valley. Thank you.
So, Matt, you do have a storefront, or actually what we're terming as a storefront, but a physical location where people can come to you for massage.
Yes.
But you were also telling me that you also do, as I'll call them, house calls.
Yes.
That if somebody has a particular massage need, you will go to them also.
Yes.
So they can schedule that appointment through you with that phone number.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people talk about massage and think of the traditional Swedish massage, but there's other types of massage. Do you do other techniques?
Yes, I do. I do Swedish, and I do foot massage. I do all kinds of massage.
Deep tissue.
Isn't
the most common, though, or what most people ask for is the Swedish massage?
Yes,
and
the
that's
Swedish massage.
Overall body massage,
yes.
Kind of head to toe,
yes.
and oh, yeah, I love Swedish massage. Somebody says, do you want just your back worked on? And I'm thinking, well, yes. And then I'm thinking, well, no, now my legs would be nice. Oh, no, the shoulders are good.
I do a foot massage, and I put people to sleep like that.
Oh, my stars. Now, is that a part of a regular massage, or can you just do a foot massage?
I can do arms, hands, feet, and legs. Just do that.
So you can kind of what's the word I want? You know, pick what you'd like to be done. Not just like, well, my neck, I'm fine today. I would rather have, let's say I'm experiencing some, you know, something in my arms or something like that.
Shoulder massage.
Right.
I do chair massages too.
Now, do you do chair massage? Do you go out to, like, a business, maybe?
Yes, I
if
can.
An employer wants to treat his staff, her staff.
Yes, I
to,
did.
To, you know, a chair massage, and you come in, then you can.
Yes, I did. I did it at AAA in Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved it. They're like, you coming back? Like,
right.
Yeah.
That's nice to know, because
yeah.
a lot of times that's an employee treat day and
yeah.
Something that just, you know.
Yeah, book with,
Miles is looking up thinking, maybe
book,
staff.
Yeah, book with me on that phone number or my email.
And what is a chair massage, let's say, usually run approximately?
About 20 to 25, depends on
mm-hmm.
how many people book with me.
And the length of time.
Yeah.
What is the app? Usually 15, 20 minutes?
15, 20 minutes, yes.
For a chair massage.
Yeah.
And of course, when you're in a chair massage, you know, you're fully clothed and it's just working that, you know, back and upper shoulder, arm, neck area.
And I'm doing a deal before Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
A full body massage for $30. For $30.
Wow.
Before
Is that new clients or?
Anybody.
Any of your clients. So, Father's Day treat. That sounds good.
And my regular price is $60.
$60. And is that an hour-long massage?
Yes.
Okay. Well, sounds like you've got it covered, and sounds like everybody should be taking advantage of treating themselves. Because what I've come to find out, Matt, and you probably know this being in the business, is that massage is therapeutic. It's medicinal.
Yes.
And it's good for your body. Gets the lymph nodes and the blood running and the tissues.
Yes.
You know, it's very healthy for you to get massage. And for so many people, they think of it as a luxury. So at $30, it's something we all can take advantage of. And you guarantee you're getting better body health.
Yes.
Exactly. So let's get your phone number one more time.
928-379-3401.
And your email again?
It's Matt Haynes. 71@gmail.com.
And we're spelling MATTHAINES.
Yes.
Thank you, Matt. Matt Haynes, owner of Magic Hands Massage. Again, Father's Day special, $30 for an hour massage. Outstanding. Thank you again, Miles Kastner, brand new branch manager here in Prescott Valley. Been with the company for a while, but 1AZ Credit Union. Thank you also for joining us here on Chamber Spotlight on Business.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You all have a great day, and we'll see you soon. Okay, short breaks here. When we come back, it's time to say goodbye to everyone for this show and to May here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
AuggiesPrescott.com, the Go Feed Me page. When you've got a hankering for the great taste of Auggies, go to AuggiesPrescott.com. Check out the menu and all the great happenings. Fill your calendar with Auggies exceptional events and make reservations online. That's why it's called the Go Feed Me page. AuggiesPrescott.com, the place to dine on Highway 69 or online. Auggies Frontier Village and AuggiesPrescott.com.
Hi, Lisa here with the plants of the week and our dwarf blue plumbago.
If you can't grow blue plumbago, it's time to move to the city.
This perennial ground cover is quick to spread and puts up with a lot of abuse from dry soil to neglect.
The peacock blue flowers are held wide and very prominent against the small bronzy green foliage.
Grows in any kind of garden, all for $11.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love easy perennials, they love to shop.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I want to remind everybody that this Friday night, May 31st, Relay for Life at the Prescott Valley Civic Center. Teams will be walking all night long to raise money for the American Cancer Society, which is their signature event, Relay for Life, that honors and remembers those that are fighting cancer, that have beat cancer, or those that we've lost to cancer. And so a lot of teams will be out there, a lot of fundraising, a lot of things going on with music and food and just a celebration to raise money in support of, and for many of us that have had that time to fight cancer, we look at it as a chance to celebrate the warriors we are, but the fact is we've lost some and we want to make sure that they are remembered. So there's a luminaria ceremony. There'll be fundraising and fun activities going on. Lots of teams together. You're welcome to come on out, or you're welcome to come out and walk and just kind of jump in and join a team. But that'll be starting at 6 o'clock on Friday. Goes all night long around the Civic Center. So if you want to join us, please come on out. And then on Saturday night is a concert, and then you can get tickets for that at the Finley Toyota Center, and it's a Garth Brooks Trisha Yearwood tribute. So those of you country fans, come on out, and tickets are available for that. So that's a fun thing going on at Finley Toyota Center. So lots of things going on in the community. Also happening next week is Father's Day concert and car show at the Civic Center on June 15th, and that's a Neon Circus, a Brooks and Dunn tribute band will be there. So lots of things going on. Stick with us. We're having a great time here in Prescott Valley, and you should too. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson and Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reprographics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.